This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See live off the record with Chicago, brought to you by Burger King, Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. BTC Flow Channel 612. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you can have so many things going on in this world, in your life. You sometimes don't know where to begin, where to start, where to end. When it gets like that, y'all take it easy, yeah? Step back and take it easy. Don't be overwhelmed, because if you're overwhelmed, that's certainly not going to make matters any better. So try to step back and look for calm. And when calm comes, then you can think through what next. How do I proceed? I've had one of those days. I've had many of those days. So I'm just admonishing you to be careful not to let yourself get overwhelmed. You know, as somebody pointed out, I think on the show the other day, and you know, that's why they tell you in the airplane, put on your oxygen mask before you go, put on your children's oxygen mask or help somebody who needs help, because you're only as good to other people as you are good to yourself. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to Thursday. Why? Because on Thursday is going to be the Thursday before Father's Day that we're going to be able to talk, because on the Friday, we're going to do what we did for mothers, which is to play some music that reflects a celebration of fathers. But on Thursday, we want to talk about fathers, fatherhood, and celebrating fathers or not celebrating fathers. And so I'm looking forward to that. So, and some other people looking forward to that. So if you have some points you want to be able to make about Father's Day and fathers, we want to help you get it all off your chest on Thursday. There's some things men want to say to their wives or girlfriends or children, and there's some things that maybe some wives don't say to their husbands or their men or ladies want to say that their boyfriends, maybe there's some children who want to say some things to their fathers. I ain't telling nobody what to say. I'm just saying that on Thursday can be that day. Because we're really going to try to talk about sensibly, fatherhood. It's ups, it's downs, it's triumphs, it's disasters. I want to talk about it all, you know? So stay tuned and get ready. Now, I am supposed to have some guests in today to talk about, for a little bit, to talk about something that they're doing. We don't see them as yet. But if they do show up, we definitely want to we want to have that talk with them. So we will see. I was reading the newspaper. And I was a little confused, a little bit confused, because I saw that the Ministry of Public Services budget was decreased. That's what I saw. But yeah, it was decreased by about $5 million. And the indication is that decrease in expenditure for the next coming year, not this year. So the idea is that the in the new fiscal year, 2023-2024, the budget of the Ministry of Public Service will be decreased by about $13 million. And so there was some querying about that. Now, the indication is that decrease was because of a shrinkage in contract worker salaries, a reduction in consultancy services, and reductions in insurance premiums, right? So if we, and you know, we were talking to you about going through the budget, you can go to the Ministry of Public Services head, and what you can do is you see items in the head where there are decreases. So if you do that, and you go to, so their head, Ministry of Public Services head in the budget is head 5, head 005. And if you go there and you look at the items, so you look at salaries is 211101. In 2022-2023 budget, that's the existing budget, the current budget, salaries of permanent and pensionable people is going up next year from $8.2 million essentially to $9.5 million, about $9.5 million. Contract worker salary is decreasing from $6.7 million to about 5.6, that's $1 million right there. So the salary of contract workers is going down $1 million. So that's one of the $13 million, $1 million of the $13 million is the salary of contract workers. That's $1 million of it is the reduction that's coming in the new year. $1 million, right? But special employment projects, is going up from $11.3 million to $15.7 million. So that's a $4 million increase. Okay? That's a $4 million increase between those 2 years. Right? Now, global provision for new appointments is going down $2 million to zero. Salary adjustments going down to zero. But were they, in fact, spent in this current year? We don't know, but they're going down. But the global adjustment, the special employment projects is going up by $4 million. So in under personal emoluments, the net change in the Ministry of Public Service is a $1 million. It's really not even a $1 million. The net change in personal emoluments in that ministry is about $400,000 or $500,000. That's it. A reduction of $500,000. So when you look at monies to be spent around employment in the Ministry of Public Service budget, the net change is only $500,000. And then allowances is going to decrease another $500,000. So between personal emoluments, in terms of total emoluments, there's personal emoluments, the change is literally about $1 million net. So that's all the money around salaries and wages, because a substantial sum of money, $4 million or thereabouts, is going into special employment projects. But that is, we don't know. But don't forget that in the Ministry of Finance, remember, we looked at the Ministry of Finance budget, which went up by $37 million, if I'm not mistaken. Let's make sure we get that. So remember, we looked at the Ministry of Finance, and then we looked at OPM. And in the Ministry of Finance, which is head 21, what we saw was that it was going from Ministry of Finance was going from was going up by about $35 million, right? Remember? And then we went in the Ministry of Finance and found out that almost $30 million of that increase was again around wage-related stuff, right? Remember, so salary adjustments. So remember now, in the Ministry of Public Service, the salary adjustment money went down $2 million. And then another item went down $2 million. But in the Ministry of Finance, salary adjustments is going up $20 million, right? $20 million. Salary adjustments going up $20 million, right? And then global provision for new appointments monthly is going up more than $10 million. So that's a $30 million increase around employment and money issues, right? So when you look at the issue around hiring and on wages and what have you, while it is true that the line items in the Ministry of Finances head, I mean, the Ministry of Public Services head has gone down down by about $4 million in the net around money issues, it's not gone down more than $1 million. So that $13 million reduction is around items. Most of it around items beyond salaries and stuff like that. So I don't know. We'll have to keep listening to see, but clearly there are some things around appointments, $10 million worth, around salary adjustments, $20 million worth, which the government plans to do. Now, maybe that's related to some, maybe that's related to union negotiated sums and the like, but you know, the government's paying out of money, the government plans to pay out in terms of salary adjustments or new hires, substantially more money in the next budget than the current. Substantially, in the multiple millions, right? So we'll have to keep watch on that and see what explanations the Prime Minister might give more fully to it, or whether in the head-by-head approvals, some queries are raised about what exactly those two substantial provisions in the Ministry of Finance's budget are about. You're listening to Sea Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails. And that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
My Gateway has marked a major milestone. Over 100,000 worldwide can now enjoy secure access to over 60 government services online. There is much more to come because our digital transformation journey just keeps getting better. What are you waiting for? Sign up at mygateway.gov.bs today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olain, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. When I'm finishing for you, I we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shabab. How you doing?
Hey, man, Anton, you getting too excited about Thursday, man, like me. So you're trying to fall in early to drop a note.
Look, yeah, I get a point that I'd like to make on the backside. Rich emanates from your discussion with Dr. Roberts, your excellent discussion with Dr. Roberts yesterday, mm-hmm. right? But I have something I'm curious about that you're talking about right now. When
right.
When you first started out discussing the figures, right?
Right.
I was coming up with 1.3 mil, right? I wondered if I missed something. Are you able to just go over the first numbers that you discussed where you were saying there's a difference or 2022-23 representatives and 2023-24 is expected to represent this amount? And I was calculating a difference of 1.3, right? And I think that the pay different. So are you
the papers reported that overall the Ministry of Public Services budget will decrease by $13 million compared to this year.
Okay,
and that is true because they will go from 344 million dollars or thereabouts
right.
this year. They'll go from 358 million dollars this year to about 344 million dollars next year.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
So that's the decrease overall.
Okay. Right.
But
gotcha.
what I was saying was, when you look at the numbers around salary payments and hirings,
right.
the net decrease of that $13 million is only about $1 million.
Okay, all right, understood.
Yeah.
So the point that I want to draw on from yesterday with you and Dr. Roberts' discussion, you were congratulating Dr. Roberts. The last comment that you made with him, where you were congratulating him and the team that works along with him on executing a very successful fertility program.
Don't get me mixed up. That I didn't congratulate him. All I said was you did a great job.
which led to a reduction in births from females, and then you all started to talk a little about procreation on the male side, right? But I started laughing to myself, and I wish I could have gotten back in at that point, because what I wanted to tell Dr. Roberts is, essentially, we have him to blame for some of our woes at National Insurance, where we have an aging population, but we don't have enough people procreating in order to keep that fund going in the black direction.
You could definitely make that argument.
So, Shabago, maybe the next time you have it here, you could ask him and the powers to be, considering that you are the head at the University of the Bahamas for government and public policy, if I'm saying it correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you all can initiate a program through that same team that was so successful with reducing the rate of productivity of procreation with women. Maybe they could try and reverse that so that we can get that back up again.
Now, the thing is, while Doc does point to the work that they did, I mean, one would probably have to look further and see if there weren't other issues contributing to that too, you know, because, you know, women have over the years come to a different understanding or perspective on their own agency and bodies, and sometimes right. have made decisions right. around what to do and so forth. So,
I agree. Can you hear me, Shabago?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I was going to end on that very point, Will. I would have ended it off saying, and perhaps y'all can conduct a study on what other factors would be necessary to encourage the reversal of that success that they had in reducing the fertility rates in women in the country.
You could go talk to those women and ask them if they are prepared to go have more children. I don't think it's an issue with the man. I think you gotta ask women if they are prepared to have more children. And I don't know why you're trying to spin around the issue and not make your point. You're trying to put that on us or put that on
Tobago. Like your Father's Day coming up, you know, I don't want you to turn the population, the larger of the population of the country on fathers, because I'm not trying to have any more children either.
See, that's the problem, right?
There are those amongst us who don't have that challenge.
No problems. But okay. I have a question for your listeners.
Can I hang up?
For a minute. No, sorry. I was talking to the audience.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. I have a question for you all. So the Minister of National Security indicated that crime, generally speaking, is down. Beautiful, wonderful. I don't care if it's a small increase or decrease or a big decrease. We want it to be going in the right direction, and decrease is the right direction. He indicated that that's true for crimes across most items, murder and the like. But in New Providence in particular, across the Bahamas, rape is up 64%. Now, what you all think going on in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, why rape is doing this? Do you think the more women just reporting it, or do you think the more men are just raping? More women, I don't know. But he didn't say who. I assume the most of the rapes are women being raped by men. What is it that you think is going on in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that's driving rapes up? Now, I'm hearing, and I haven't quite confirmed this, I'm hearing that this is a regional issue too. Right? So what do you all think is going on? Somebody could answer that for me. What do you think is going on? What is driving these forced sex on women in particular by men? This violence. What's going on? What's happening? Don't talk to me. You want me to give you the number? 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. It would be useful, maybe, to see in respect of the rapes where convictions have occurred, what are the profiles of these persons convicted of rape? Where do they reside? What are their family background? What is their religious background? What is their educational background? What is their employment status or background? And, it'd be useful to know some of that. But what do you all think? What's driving this increase in rape, man? Don't forget now, this isn't just only rape of adult women, for instance. This could be an increase in rape of young children and the like. Someone sends me a note here, says, I don't believe rape has gone up either. I believe the word is out that call anything rape, even a little touch, there is an agenda that is pushing the rape. First of all, this makes no sense. And let me tell you why it doesn't make sense. Now, the minister may have to clarify this. If the minister says that rape has gone up, he can't at the same time be talking about alleged rape. He has to be talking about rape in relation to conviction, eh? Convictions. Like, is he saying someone walked in the place and say, I've been raped, and that's what he's telling me? That's not rape. That's That's an allegation of rape, and nobody has been charged for that. So if he's talking about the actual rapes that have been confirmed and convicted, then you can't make the statement that it only what people call in rape. That's escapism. Okay, that's what you call, you know, the minister said, you're saying the minister said, y'all, it's something else now. Yeah, okay, let's see if you're right. You said he said alleged rape. So let's see. I mean, we could correct me if I'm wrong. Let's see what he said. I'm reading from the Nassau Guardian. And let's see what he said. Okay? The Nassau Guardian, as reported by Travis Cartwright Carroll, this is what is being quoted. This is the quote. Okay? Unfortunately, the one offense that has increased is rape. I'm looking for the word alleged. I don't see alleged there. And he said, not surprisingly, it has decreased everywhere else other than New Providence. So it hasn't increased all over the place. So it's increased in New Providence. He said, in New Providence, it is up 64%. He didn't say alleged. And he said in Grand Bahama, it's down 56%. In the rest of the Family Islands, he said it's down 33%. So I'm looking for the word alleged. I'm looking for the word alleged. So maybe you could send me a quote. You could send me a quote. No. See, y'all just get too sensitive, right? So here's this person saying to me, he said alleged. He said, you ask people their thoughts and then you get upset. No, that's nonsense. I'm not letting you do that. Okay, that's what you call, that's what the defensiveness you want to have because you were wrong. Okay? Now, okay, you said in Parliament he said alleged. Well, they're reporting from Parliament, right? They're reporting what he said from Parliament. Right? But I'm not getting upset. I'm saying you said alleged and he's saying it doesn't happen. Now I'm upset. No, I mean, it's something, you know, you're tender like thin limbs, right? Too tender, man. Woo! Okay. This text says, Texas, how do we believe the government's budget deficit when they can simply not pay bills, example, NIV, to get it to where they want it to be? The government doesn't pay. Well, you're saying if the government don't pay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That is possible. The government can choose to withhold some expenditure items and then that way reduce its budget deficit numbers. That's true. But it'll show up eventually in the next year. So you're right. That's possible. That's possible, right? Well, what is happening? What do you think is going on in terms of the rape in the country? What do you think is going on? So one person says, I don't believe it's rape. I believe it's just that the word is out that people are just calling anything rape. So that's one explanation somebody has. What else do you think? We're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live and Shabbat Language. We'll be back after this break.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grand Bahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info@thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win? Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation.
356-7764.
Are you a parent looking to strengthen your family's bond and raise confident, resilient children? Look no further. Cleft of the Rock Foundation presents the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat, June 30th to July 2nd. Immerse yourself in the serene beauty of Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. Picture yourself surrounded by turquoise waters and palm trees. It's the perfect setting for an unforgettable and transformative experience. From the renowned Dr. Bob Barnes, Parenting on Purpose is a comprehensive training program designed to equip you with practical tools and strategies to raise happy, confident children. Dr. Barnes' expertise and passion for families will inspire and empower you. Register today at cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com to secure your spot at this life-changing. Spots are available, so don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Join us for the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat at Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. We're rebuilding the village, one family at a time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 4393043. This text says, good afternoon. Rape is a crime of power and control. Has very little to do with sex. People are really seeking identity and out of control, taking out frustrations on others weaker than them. Also, this may also have a relationship to gang initiation. Wow. Think so? Wow. Okay. So there is a center called the Blackburn Center. It has an article that talks about some of the causes of rape. They talk about the fact that you can have sexist, homophobic, and transphobic jokes all contribute to a culture of violence. At the same time, the objectification and degradation of women in our media allows many people to view women as little more than sexual objects rather than human beings. They say, second, rigid gender norms reinforce the idea that men should be sexually aggressive conquerors who don't take no for an answer. And women should be having to be talked into sex. The third, rape culture is a major reason why sexual violence continues to occur at such high rates. Rape culture is a society where violence against women is both prevalent and normalized. there, so on. And this rape issue is all over the place. The India Times talks about it, you know. But again, most of the experts in the field say at the end of the day that the rape isn't about the sex, it's about the violence, the power, control. And I accept that. I accept that. But I think the sex has some things to do about it. I think this horniness, this induced maybe arousals around any number of things that people are practicing, et cetera, can be an impetus to cause people then to look for, as the article said, that weaker vessel, which is often in the context of a man versus a woman, often, not always, is the woman being a weaker physical person than the man and therefore can be overpowered. And so there's no question that the sense that a male has that he can overpower a female and an adult that they can overpower a child can be the reason why some of this sexual arousal, in some instances deviant as it may be, is executed on. Right? This says, I think that more females are reporting rather than hiding this act. You think so? Okay. So I think that it is the way that men view women and their interaction with women. Do men see women as their property? Do they think that having a friendly conversation, a shared meal, a mutual attraction entitles them to sex? In our society, we think that it is okay for a 20-year-old man to be in a relationship with a 15-year-old woman, do we? Do you really? Yeah? Or a 13-year-old, especially if her body's developed. We don't see him as a pedophile. So now it appears as though people are more emboldened to report those incidents. Lastly, rape is about control and power. When other aspects of your life seems out of control, your control, you look to exert your control and power where you can. Yeah. Yep. This text says, I would love to see the government play a more meaningful role. This text says, great show as usual. I think we have a rape problem blooming because most of us don't know what rape is. And we don't respect people's boundaries. Say, I think most rape happen in work offices behind closed doors. Example that is in pay. I wonder if in the Bahamas, I don't know this to be so, but I wonder if in the Bahamas, most rapes occur by people known to their assailants, you know, like in instances of gay rape or some couple that aren't married but been seeing each other or someone in the neighborhood. I wonder if that's the case in the Bahamas, like it has been in many countries, that most rapes occur by people who are known to the assailant, not to the victim, known to the victim, sorry. The assailant is known to the victim as opposed to being stranger rape. This text is about the young 17-year-old that was raped. Mr. Lang, these children are smart enough to sneak a smartphone into their school, but not smart enough to become a complete stranger. It is like we're raising idiots nowadays, so sad. And you think that you blame a 17-year-old who may take a ride, whether sensibly or not, take a ride and then end up being raped, and you think it's because she is an idiot? No, the idiot is the raper. All right, the idiot is the raper. Because if the raper was a kind and gracious soul and not a foolish idiot, then he would not have raped her, right? And so while she may have exercised a judgment that you and I could say was not the best, I can't blame her for being raped. I can say that she should and could have made a better choice, but no, it's the, she's not an idiot, because you don't know the circumstances. Like we said, most rapes occur by people who are known to the victim. So he could have been a neighbor. He could have been somebody they familiar with from the church. It could have been the stepfather. It could have been the uncle. You know, you can't really you can't really just say it as simply as that. This text that I was wondering, this is a part of our problem. How many times do we hear a rape, then the response is, what she was wearing, what did she do, you know? I've had to have those sensitive conversations with my daughter and with my son about these issues. And, you know, and that, you know, I say this to my daughter, you know, you ain't no up there. And what kind of morals or kind of psychological, mental this they have. So to the best of your ability, you may want to be careful how you act, where you are, what you dress in, and so forth and so forth. But at the same time, I am never going to blame you for somebody raping or assaulting you. I'm not going to blame you for that, right? Because that's on them, not you. But I do urge caution, because just as I drive carefully on the road, looking in the mirror defensively and so forth, because I don't know who's on the road driving recklessly. Similarly, in this life, you don't know who is moving about recklessly, maliciously, wickedly. So you got to be careful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Shabab Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shabab Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about the fact that the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Wayne Monroe, indicated that crime generally in the country is down, including murder, except in Yukon. In the Providence, reported rapes are up. So we were asking the question, why is rape up? Now, a texter who texted us earlier said that they probably calling anything rape now. And so it is true that the minister is the minister on the news just now is reported to have said reported rapes. And in the news article, he said just rape was used. And so is it that people are just now calling anything rape? And how do you do that? What does that mean? What does it mean to call anything rape? Someone else said that women are feeling emboldened to report more the rapes. And that could be true. But here is the interesting thing about that, though. If it's that women are reporting it more, why are they doing that in New Providence versus the rest of the Bahamas? What would make women in New Providence report rape more, but in the Family Islands, Grand Bahama included, decide they're not going to do so? In fact, it's going down in Grand Bahama by 53%. And the rest of the Family Islands, 43%. Why would there be some substantial decrease in reporting in those places as compared to New Providence? That would need to be explained. This text says, I agree, there are evil people, so protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's be sure. Let's be clear. And that's what I say to my daughter, I want you to have all the liberty in this world that you are entitled to. I want you to be free to express yourself in your dress, in your speech, in your appearance, in your movements. But the fact of the matter is, you live in a world in which some people, have no interest in your rights, your well-being, your sexual preferences, and all that kind of stuff. They have no concern for that. Now, what you and I have to ask ourselves is, do I want to have been standing on the side or in some police station saying that I have been raped, having been raped, because I imagine that some other person used as an incentive to attack me if I could have avoided it? And that's a judgment call. That's only a judgment call. I'm not for it. It's a judgment call. That whether you would like to or never have had said, at least that, I didn't let that contribute to it. I was in this place where the probability of being harmed was higher. You know, I tell it to my sons. I say, listen, man, if you see a group of men, black or white men, gathered together drinking in a place that's hyped up, the probability of you're getting in a fight there versus hanging out with a group of young men in a quiet restaurant, someplace where you know them and they know you, the probability is much higher. So if you have a choice about where to be, in terms of your own protection of yourself, what would you rather? It's really the bottom line. Right? Let me tell you something. For years and years as a young black man, I don't do it much now because I got gray and stuff as much of a problem. But as a young black man, I used to wear a blazer whenever I traveled through the airport going to the United States of America. Why? For some reason, I just thought the blazer might have made me look less something. Nigga pulled me over for this or that because I'm wearing a blazer because the blazer says something. Why was I doing that? Only to reduce the probability of a challenge that I would have. That's all it was. I wasn't letting nobody dictate my life, but I was certainly taking account of my own desire to protect and serve myself. This text says, the increase in rape is multifaceted. One, the lockdowns cause a pent-up social backlash activities. So the lockdown caused a pent-up social backlash. Okay. Two, the increase in social media activities had over-sterilized us. Okay. Three, increase in public sexual liberties such as carnival. So we can break all these and more down and see the eventual end results. Added to all of this, there is the sensitivity about sexual identification. Everything in this day and age is about sexual liberation. This agenda is twisting the minds of the weak human who now eat, sleep, and breathe sex. Okay? Okie dokie. Oh, she should be over-sexualized. Okay. Stack says, boy, says, usual crying down, we'll be having murder every 2 days. We ain't in the count. We ain't in the count no more. We are now. Okay. Oh, boy. Interesting. So, what is there about New Providence that is resulting in these increased recordings of rape, as distinct from Grand Bahama and Family Islands? The Family Islands and Grand Bahama have less economic things going on positively than New Providence, right? I mean, they have less to do in those islands than in New Providence. You know, there's wake in New Providence and things going on. So what's happening to make this place a problem? I don't know. I just think that increases in violence is a special statement on elements of your social structure. I think that when we look at increase in violence, like, there's something that is saying to us. It's a symptom. It's something it's saying to us about something going on, a community of people who perpetrate that violence. But I think that this is especially and intensely true where that violence is inflicted against women by men. Because now you're talking about an attack on the brings forth of the children of the country, right? The one who has to be the nurturer in many instances of those children. And the one who is no doubt a physically weaker vessel. It means that in your head, you are deviously recalculating. This attack on that person. And that says something. Now, this is not across the society, because again, I like to say, listen, y'all don't be over simplifying and generalizing these things, because the truth of the matter is that the men, most men in the country are not committing rape. Cannot happen. And if most men, if 50, if 34, if 25% of men in the Bahamas are committing rape, reported rapes and actual convictions of rape would be up multiple times more. Yeah. So most men ain't doing that. Let's be sure and clear on that. Okay, like Jesus, it appears that our parenting, our civilizing, our educating, our culturating has done enough to make sure that that is not an epidemic reality in this country. Anybody agree with me on that? Anybody agree with me that most men in the Bahamas, a vast majority of men, are not violently attacking our women and girls and causing them and abusing their bodies. Anybody wants to refute that with me? I mean, refute that? All right, so we have a woman says, I agree. Okay, anybody else wants to refute that or confirm for me that, thank God, that we have a civil society in which the vast majority of our men and boys are not violently, sexually, or otherwise assaulting our women and girls. So a small segment of our male population that is going this route, but apparently incidences of this is increasing. So what is driving that is the question. In particular, what's driving that in New Providence? Can you listen to me? Let's imagine that you woke up tomorrow morning and read rapes in New Providence, reported rapes in New Providence down 53%. What would you say? Reported rapes down 53%. Reported rapes down 43%. Would you not be delighted? You'd be like, wow, that's phenomenal. In New Providence, you say, that's phenomenal. Wouldn't you say that? Just how you could say, wow, what crazy 64% increase? Well, think about this. In Grand Bahama, reported rates are down 57%. Reported down 57%, and the family has 47%. But in New Providence, it is the exact opposite scenario. Why? So someone says, I'm curious whether the rapes in Nassau are widespread or it's concentrated in particular areas. That's a part of it for sure, right? Yes, somebody has sent to me some breaking news confirming the resignation of Dr. Eric Rowland as president. This is a statement from the Board of Trustees. It says the University of the Bahamas' Board of Trustees announces that Dr. Eric Rowland extended his resignation as president of UB, citing personal family reasons. The board has accepted Dr. Rowland's resignation, which takes effect 30th June 2023. Wishes him and his family as well. Him and his family well as he embarks on his future endeavors. Ms. Jane Horder, a permanent resident, will serve as acting president of UB for the remainder of Dr. Rowland's contract, which expires in July 2025. Ms. Horder began her career as teacher at Queens College, went on to teach the Bahamas Teachers College, joined the College of the Bahamas faculty at its founding. She later served as principal and vice chancellor of Bishop's University in Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada, vice principal at McGill University before returning as the president of the former College of the Bahamas. She is the mother of three Bahamian children, Anne, McWheel, and DJ Rami. We extend a sincere note of gratitude to Ms. Horder for assuming the presidency of UB at this time, which will enable a seamless transition of the leadership, continued pursuit of accreditation. We have advised the chair of the Academic Senate and the leaders of the bargaining units at UB, which represent all UB team members. We are grateful to our colleagues for their commitment to national and international accreditation to promote the university's growth and development. The board is deeply grateful and thanks all administration, faculty, staff, and students, as well as external stakeholders for their unwavering support Van National University. We will continue to ensure the highest level of focus on a continuous improvement paradigm that bolsters UB's efforts towards national and international accreditation and expand to meet its national development mission. That is from the University of the Bahamas. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and be back after this.
Taking a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Are you a parent looking to strengthen your family's bond and raise confident, resilient children? Look no further. Cleft of the Rock Foundation presents the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat, June 30th to July 2nd. Immerse yourself in the serene beauty of Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. Picture yourself surrounded by turtles, the perfect setting for an unforgettable and transformative experience. From the renowned Dr. Bob Barnes, Parenting on Purpose is a comprehensive training program designed to equip you with practical tools and strategies to raise happy, confident children. Dr. Barnes' expertise and passion for families will inspire and empower you. Register today at cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com to secure your spot at this life-changing retreat. Limited spots are available, so don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Join us for the Parenting on Purpose Weekend Retreat at Pelican Bay Resort in Freeport, the Bahamas. We're rebuilding the village, one family at a time.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Water and Sewage Corporation wishes to advise the public, its customers, and the residents of Wilton Street off Mackey Street, inclusive of side corners, that there may be an interruption to their water supplies between the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on June 12, 2023, for a total of 6 weeks to perform new main installation on Wilton Street. During this period, there may also be road closures and detour around the work areas. Motorists are asked to avoid this area between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience this may cause and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Walang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We'll continue to follow at the university. I had the opportunity to work with Dr. Rowland for about a year, and I wish him well and his in his future. And Ms. Horder, who I have also had an opportunity to work with. We'll welcome her back to the campus in that leadership role, but we'll continue to see how this all evolves. This text says, good day, Mr. Lyme. Could the difference in New Providence versus Freeport be because more people are in New Providence? Well, the number, the absolute number could certainly be because there are more people in New Providence. But once you talk about rate increase, and that's what we were talking about, we weren't talking about 1,000 rapes in New Providence or 200 in Grand Bahama, because that might be understandable from the population. But when you're talking about something that doesn't have to do with the population, right? That's not about the population. Because for instance, if you have 100 people and that increases by 10 to 110, then that's a 10% increase. See, the increase is 10%. But if you have one person and the number increases by two, you have a 100% increase. You see? And so that's a faster increase. And so you'd have to explain the faster increase relative to the other thing. And so it's not about so much the population itself. You can't really know what's driving that increase. You can't really know outside of doing the required careful study of the situation. But I do think it's something to look at. It's something to be concerned about. It's something to, if it is driven by gang initiation, if it is driven because women just feel like, you know what, I don't care. If you touch me in any circumstance, I'm going to report it. If it is being driven by the sexualizing of our society, by all of the media. Listen to me, I ain't going to lie to you. I often observe, you're watching a commercial. Very often, what's in the commercial? Sexy woman, right? End quote. You are watching videos. What's in the videos? Sexy twerking women, dressed very sexily. And I'm not condemning them. I'm just saying this is what you're seeing. Right? And you watch movies, and many movies, they are rated, and they say what they're rated, sexual activity. Well, let's not be naive, right? Let's not be naive. Fact of the matter is, the man, the male, is driven to arousal by what he sees. Triggered to arousal. And what is arousal? Arousal is the pouring of hormones into his bloodstream to get him ready to have sex. What is the arousal? Get him ready to have sex. What did he see? He just saw a woman, a fine, sexy, butt out, breast out, blah, blah. He's aroused, right? The body is saying, this is an instinctive, natural, biological response to his visual a sight of something, combined with his thinking more on what he's seeing, driving his hormones up. Now, when hormones get in your bloodstream, they don't dissipate quickly. So hormones are not like a pinch that you might get and it goes. Hormones linger in the body. Sex. Now, this limbic response of his, animalistic response of his, now has to be reconciled with a neocortex that's rationalized in life and behavior. But except you have to wonder, is that neocortex of that particular person structured in a way where it's going to say, yeah, bro, I know you horny right now, I know you're aroused right now, but you have no one around that you can legitimately express this arousal with. And so you need to go wake up. You need to go do something to get yourself back down, right? You may not be that person. You may be that person whose animalistic instinct is so strong relative to his rationalizing ability that he's somewhere and he sees some person he regards. And you notice what I said was person. Doesn't have to just be a woman. Who would ordinarily, relative to a man, may be a physically weaker person. It may be a little boy. Maybe a little girl. It may be a mentally disabled person. It could be a physically challenged person. You see? And he therefore does what he does. Because we live in this environment where imagery, stimulus, and the like are coming at us left, right, and center. And sometimes it's just you walking around. You're just walking around. You can go to church. You can go to and, you know, pop goes the visa. Right? Steck says, Mr. Lang, here's my response to the university statement you just read. Say, so suck my teeth. I'll be watching closely to see where the good former president lands after his brief stint of island hopping. I fully expected him to be on his way after his first contract ended. I'm disappointed to see that rather than moving forward with the immediate appointment of Dr. Ian Strawn, the Board of Trustees decided to step backwards. Nothing against Dr. Horta, but she had her chance and is in retirement mode. I might be wrong on that substantive point, I confess. More importantly, this is a time to elevate Dr. Ian Strawn to the top job and stop this stop-and-go leadership merry-go-round. Okay. It's Texas, you're quite right. Sad, though. Yeah, I think you're talking about the comments about this environment in which we live. I mean, I'm only being real, right? I'm being real about the environment that we are in, right? It's a very sexualized environment. Listen, man, listen to me. I'm a male, right? You women, you are plenty, you know, out there. Gorgeous, beautiful. Some of you, you know how to wear your stuff, right? And you wear it in a way that can be quite inviting to, I'm talking about inviting of attention. I'm not talking about inviting somebody to rape you or to take advantage of that. I'm not talking about that at all, but sometimes a long look, sometimes. And unfortunately, there are males, thank God most males are not like this, but there are males who do not have high regard for your person, do not have high regard for the values that say that same beautiful, sexy, maybe even provocatively dressed woman, as much as she's drawing your attention, is not inviting you to do nothing to her and has every right to resist, to ignore you. Right? But there's some guys that they have a regard for that. And given the opportunity, things break. Not your fault. not the woman's fault. But an environment can be nurturing of a mindset, attitude, and provocative of behavior too. An environment can do that. And for some reason, these people who making commercials believe if you need to sell car, if you're trying to sell tissue, you're trying to sell a shoebox, if you're trying to a sexy woman, cross it. They don't do it as much with men. You ever notice commercials of abundantly and powerfully draped sexy men over stuff? No. It's women. Why? Why do you think that is? I can tell you one thing. The people who are in the marketing business, they do stuff on research many times. They are structuring those advertisements based on what their research is telling them makes people respond to X, Y, and Z. A man drinking beer, he loves beer. Why, if you're trying to sell beer to a man, is a sexy woman holding the beer? Huh? What's that about? Think about it. What is that about? You in a football game, a male-dominated sport. The fans are predominantly males. You look at the commercials on that day. And so there are these combinations of things that can, in fact, be coming together. So don't forget now, we also have a population of people, male and female, who are less tied moral codes as was the case in times past. I'm not saying people were perfect in times past about the moral code, but we are less tied to those moral codes than we used to be. Even if you want on the most basic level, ain't too much people running around now frightened to go to hell. I don't know if y'all remember this, right? Some of y'all will know this. When I was a teenager going to Calvary Temple, Assemblies of God Church in Freeport, listen to me. You were scared to be near the altar. Literally just scared to be near the altar. You were scared. And if you knew you weren't doing right, you were terrified to be near the altar. In fact, you know what you should do? When you were like that, you go sit way up in the balcony of the church because you ain't want to be no place. Why? Thought the lightning bolt was going to strike you down, the preacher conviction was going to be so strong. You know, that kind of thing doesn't happen. These days now, people playing on the altar, playing around the altar, and playing with the altar. This text is scared to pass a church without making the sign of the cross. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We don't have that same rigid something. Now, what are the reasons? I have many reasons. Whether the way we parent now, whether we're more enlightened, but all I'm saying is the things that may have constrained us in the face of some of our provocations are looser now. And as a consequence, some of us are more inclined to do things we would not have dreamt of some time ago. And the result is some behavior too, in secret too, that we would not have dared to before. So we have to think about and consider these things. So Mr. Lang, I need your thoughtful perspective. How would a man interpret twerking? I can't speak for all men, but twerking is an arousal-inducing behavior. That's what it is. It's suggestive of sexual activity. It's suggestive of that. Because what you're twerking, you're moving them round, but in a way to say what? Lagia, lagia. I think that's how many a man would see it. But It's not an invitation to attack me. It's not an invitation to jump me. It's not an invitation to force yourself on me. But it can be an arousing thing, right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir. Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Alrighty. I want to go back to something that you touched earlier and then come back to what you're talking about now. You touched something on national insurance earlier, right? I'm always listening, but I'm just taking the opportunity to call. Okay. Me personally, I can accept the funds being depleted or on its way to depletion, right? But all this talk about putting more water in the bucket, but nothing about plugging the holes. And when I say that, I'm talking about how is it that national insurance funds are used, and you can correct me, but I know you were on site. Instead of putting a statement, let me ask the question. Is national insurance funds be used, I don't want to use the word haphazardly, but used for other things, a lot of other things, about what percentage of it would you say that is used for other projects and stuff, and loans and stuff in every place? Now, you can respond to that, but I want to go come to what you're talking about now. Okay, here's my take on my position on that. And maybe some callers will bash me, but it's my position. I have a daughter. She's 14. If I dress my daughter like a grown woman, allow her to put on lipstick, heels, weave, and everything is so pronounced. In my humble opinion, I'm putting my daughter in a position for grown men to come after her. Mind you, yes, these grown men should have some kind of standard and stuff like that. But like you said earlier, we must accept the world and the society that we're living in. And then I want to come to this. And bear with me. If I have my pocket full of money, just use a figure, like about $10,000 in my pocket, I go out and I'm pulling this money out and flashing it and flashing it and flashing it. Who's not watching me to wait till I get somewhere and intend to rob me and might end up killing me? Okay? I contributed, if I die, I contributed to my own demise. However, the perpetrator is guilty of a crime and hopefully will feel the full brunt of the law. So I'm saying to what I'm getting out of this, I feel like every woman to not put herself in a position to make herself a prey. Now, I'm not talking about the ones who were dressed properly and just get some privilege, just go there. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about when you expose yourself to certain elements because you played a role in it. Now, you are socially wrong. The perpetrator is legally and socially wrong. Okay, but don't forget, I want to respond to national insurance part two. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. On the National Insurance Board, the vast majority of national insurance funds are invested in government stock and bonds. I mean, government bonds, right? The vast majority. It's as safe an investment as you can find, so it is not a part of the challenge in terms of what is happening at NIB outside of, you could say, well, maybe they should pay higher rates to the government should pay higher rates to borrow from NIB, in which case you're asking to pay more more taxes because the government is going to pay NIB from your taxes, right? The rest of it is in some solid bonds of companies and stuff, maybe some stocks, BTC, Cable Bahamas and them kind of things. So NIB's investments are not the issue in terms of the losses it's incurring, right? And the Prime Minister did talk about doing other things to try and plug the hole. He did talk about taking this year to look at administrative cost containment and these kinds of things. And so, again, I can't say that there were not other things discussed about what to do about NIB. In terms of your daughter dressing and the $10,000, here's the reality. A person can, we talked about this already, a person can put themselves, well, a person can increase the risk of something happening to them. And so you could, and you could say they should be more prudent, but you are not right. Because I put myself at risk about something, like if I leave my door open, right? Yes, I put myself at risk of being of theft or a home invasion, but I am 100% not responsible for being invaded. Right? You could have all your cleavage hanging out. You could have the most sexy shorts you have on. And yes, you are dressed provocatively. And yes, someone could say you're putting yourself at risk, but you are not, you are 0% contributing to your rape. 0%. And we need to stop this. Listen, women and men in the Bahamas, stop that nonsense. Okay? Chastise the woman and say, you know what, girl, you should dress better. You should dress better. But to suggest that 1% of her being raped is contributed to by that fact is to deny the fact that you do not live among animals, but amongst men, human beings. And truth, don't tell me the man. I know the man. I know these guys. Some of these guys have some devious, malicious minds. But the fact of the matter is, you know why they just rape and go high? Because they know what they did was wrong. And the fact that you know what was, you're doing was wrong means, and you should have done better. How could I now blame a person who haven't contributed to your decision? See, as a human being, the space I occupy is mine. This is my space. This body, the space it occupies, is my space. Right? You invade this, you're 100% wrong. 100% wrong. Yes, I could have been dancing this way. I could have been dressed that way. That nonsense to say I contributed to your coming in my space. Now, if I was on your face, on your body, doing stuff, you could say, well, you're being a little provocative and blah, 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 because you invade that person's space. But no, man, if I come off your space, I tell you, don't touch me. Don't tell me nothing, but no, I contributed. Now, mind you, In court, they might take account of that when they decide to punishment. They might say, not in terms of how the person was dressed, but if you were on a person and you only got fined, you say stop. The court might take that as some consideration. But you ain't gonna get off. You raped. And you will never see a rape conviction that says 90% of the rape was this man and 10% was a woman. You'll never see it. You'll never see it on planet A. No. A raper, a murderer, a robber in the given circumstances, that's on them. Stex, I'm so glad you are clarifying that women cannot be responsible for a rape. She cannot. Listen, man. One time my sons were fighting, and one of them said to me, that he made me hit him. I said, but how? Show me how that happened. Show me how he make your hand hit him. Oh, he said this to me. Show me how he make your hand hit him. Nonsense. Responsibility to my children. You are responsible for your behavior. No matter who influenced you, you ultimately are responsible for your behavior. How somebody else wants to deal with the influencer, that's on them. But you are in control of you. And only an animal, only an animal cannot act beyond its instinct. Only an animal. All right? So, I don't know what's going on, but if you have a child, if you have a son or a daughter, then we have to do our best to guide them. You can't control your son and daughter when they decide to do what they do, but you can guide them as best you can. And a part of that guidance is by the way the examples we set, both in terms of our conduct and in terms of our breaches. You know, we can try to teach safety methods. And I'm still telling you, women, listen to me. Many of these men who are doing these things know that you are a weaker vessel, physically speaking, physically. Some protection of yourself. Learn from experts how to protect yourself. Whether that is by learning some kung fu and martial art techniques, or some evasive tactics, or some surveillance tactics, or carrying around things that can help you in the event of, and it don't make no difference if you know the man or don't know the man, have something that may be able to protect you, and you learn how to use it properly, and so forth and so forth. Learn tactics about how to keep yourself when you go to somebody for drinks with somebody, and how to mind your drink and watch your stuff. To learn what you can. Learn what you can, because a kick in the right place, a poke in the right place could be the difference between keeping your sexual integrity, keeping yourself from being violated, and having to stand up in front of people telling a horrible story of being assaulted by someone who simply did it only because you were not physically stronger than them. Because I promise you, if you were physically stronger than them, because they knew you could beat the hell out of them, they wouldn't try it. They wouldn't. There are some women in this world, they are physically strong enough, they look imposing enough. The men wouldn't try. Wouldn't try. So we have to teach our boys and our girls, our young men and our young women, as much as we can, how to keep their minds from straying, keep their hearts from disintegrating into mild behavior. Teach them how to protect their bodies from people who have no regard, no real regard for their person. And we are thankful to parents in this country who have done this job to keep us a relatively civil society in that regard. Thankful to the police officers, law enforcement people, whose imposing our presence has said to many people, don't fool with that. Thankful to older brothers and sisters who have been protective of their siblings to be able to keep them from having to be victims of these horror stories. And we express profound sadness for women and men, on boys and girls who have had to suffer this indignity, and whose lives to this day, some of them, continues to reel from the trauma of that sad, sad, sad event. We pray for the miracle of God's release of them from the pains, the hurt, and the anger, sadness and sorrow of those traumas. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Ali, your host. I trust and hope that you have a wonderful evening. God bless you. He spares our lives. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. No, tomorrow is talking Father's Day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, Cleft of the Rock Foundation, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.